Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Straight to the people. A lot of people are in the mix, and I enjoy this. Look, it's just a differing viewpoint, but I think you've had the weekend to think about it. Now, what path do you want Trajan Langdon to forge? Because you're about to see what you need to measure up against. And it isn't the New York Knicks. They're going to be cannon fodder. You know what the Celtics are to win this series? Minus 900. There is a...
So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance. My point is, measure yourself against T-Wolves, Thunder, Celtics, Cavs. I think you're very close, but the idea of bringing back the core would put you over the cap on a road to nowhere. So in essence, I'm saying, look, I can keep my core together, but if we're going to go over cap, if we're going to get into a tax apron, at least do it with a shot to win a championship. There's no scenario. Like, I'm not bringing Tim Hardaway back. Ain't happening.
No.
The Beasley thing, I'd be very careful, because if you go above a mid-level exception, that triggers other things. This is the other problem. I said this to you off air. I'm going to say it to our listeners. If you get into a deep conversation about the NBA salary cap, your head will physically explode. They've made it so overcomplicated. It should just be like a cash register. Mm-hmm. Do I have money left to spend or not? Like, it is insane.
Yeah, well, it depends on what shift you work at your job.
Right. But I'll just tell you conveniently, Tobias Harris and Ron Holland equal Zion's contract.
I'm just saying.
And again, if you don't like my idea, no problem.
But see, here's the other part about that. Is that something that the Pelicans would say yes to?
Joe Dumars was brought in, and there's a lot of word on the street. He is instructed by ownership to trade Zion.
Right, but I'm saying, is that the best you can get? Or it's like, oh.
Guess
like,
what?
That doesn't make me excited if I'm a Pelicans person. Like,
if somebody wants to roll in like one of these idiots that wins the lottery and ends up bankrupt in 3 years, and they want to make some stupid offer, cool. I'm the little Derek Jeter kid. Respect. I'm not overpaying for Zion. But I can make a compelling case, and he fits what I want to do.
Nice Celtics hat, by the way.
Thanks, bud. Well, I didn't wear it last week because I didn't want to insult Piston fans. Like, I wanted to really, you know. But now you're dead, so I can wear this. It's fine.
Fair.
I can do whatever I want. Let's go to the people. Let's go to Bob in Ann Arbor, 97.1. Bobby, what's going on, pal?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good. What do you got?
Okay, so I'm with you. We do need to make a move. This team is, I think what we do this offseason will determine, obviously, the course of this rebuild. What I do not want to happen is what happened after the 2016 season, where we just were left in 500 purgatory, you know?
Yep.
But I want to slightly amend what you said. I don't believe in Zion Williamson. If I want to make a move, I want to trust that they'll at least be healthy and available. Nothing in Zion's past has made me believe that he'll do that. Mm-hmm. So I want to throw another suggestion out there, and it's one that you made too. How about a combination of either Ron Holland or Asar Thompson, Beef Stew and Tobias Harris, and a couple picks. to the Knicks for DeMontis, sorry, to the Kings for DeMontis Sabonis.
Yeah, I think, listen, if Sabonis ends up wanting out, I know there's a meeting he has scheduled where he's going to talk to the Kings about the future of the franchise, especially after they traded Fox. Bob, yeah. If Sabonis ends up, and by the way, he had 62 three-pointers this year at a 40% right. clip. That's a new thing to his game. He rockets to number one on my board. Yeah, Bob, I hear you loud and clear. I'd love it. 100% if Donatus is available.
You're not married to Zion. No. You're just saying somebody.
No, I'm saying somebody who can be a real difference maker at the four spot, somebody I can either isolate and dribble drive or I can post, somebody who's a difference maker. What Bob's saying, you give me Sabonis on this team, 100%. I'd be all in.
And then the other person is one that you've also brought up, Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah.
He's someone that...
Here's your issue with that, and I'm just being straight with you now. A lot of people think he's a Cat enthusiast, so there's a bit of an issue there. But it's Danny Ainge, Bobby. And take it from me.
But he can come to Detroit, and Detroit will give him toughness and grit.
I don't know if that'll ever be the case. The point is, Danny Ainge is a nutcase. Dealing with Danny... Do you know how many deals the Celtics could have made? But because Danny Ainge was in his feelings, they didn't. He's going to ask for 7 million picks. Mm-hmm. People's heads will explode. But I'd still try. Because he is. He's the perfect stretch four.
Maybe you catch him on a bad day. But yeah, my biggest concern is a lot of teams won't want what you're offering.
What do you mean? If you're the Kings, you don't want your choice of Ron Holland or Assur? Plus, plus? What do you think you're getting for Sabonis?
But your picks aren't until later. It's not like you have a pick this year.
Doesn't matter. You can still use those and trade those.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
Look, man, all I'm trying to tell you is I'm not dealing for Shaquille O'Neal in his prime. What do you think? Like, here. Like, this is where I don't want to be disrespectful, but I don't know if there's a way I can say it where ahead. It's not. Like, if I have to hear whether it's a host or a caller do another one of these Giannis trade proposals, you're leaving out, like, 7 players. It will take 4 or 5 firsts. It will take Assur and Ron Holland and your right nut and the Gordie Howe bridge. Like, right. You can't get Giannis for the price you want.
Right. And Assur, I would take if you need defense. You're not going to give you much offense.
Has he returned to Earth after power sliding off the court?
No, he has not. But you know what? Byron Russell went to go pick him up.
Hey,
we'll get to sliding on the ice.
Hey, question. Was Brunson foul hunting there? Or was that an ethical enough 3 dagger or no? I want to make sure.
He pushed off, Mike.
No, I know we have some hoop snobs on the station. Was that an ethical end your life 3-pointer or no?
No, because he pushed off. He was like Michael Jordan with Byron Russell.
One problem. He never extended the wing.
He never touched him.
Yeah. He just
Don't
stopped on a
dunk. Distort the facts.
Okay.
Or the myth. Whatever.
It ain't facts.
If you say it enough times, it is facts.
The play started at LCA, and all I know is a sewer power slid to Wyandotte.
Man. All I heard was slide to the left. Cha-cha, the real smooth.
Christra. That was horrible. But it was just all I could think of. Is I'm like, oh, there he goes foul hunting again. I'm just like, I quit.
Because I thought he pushed him. The way he went flying, I was just like...
He just stopped.
What just happened?
It was between that and the basket he made the other night where he basically almost fell over but then reverse pivoted underneath the basket.
Yeah, he fell backwards.
He's just got crazy body control, and yes, he ends up on the floor. Well, guess what? So does Tatum. So does Steph. So does SGA.
So does Draymond. Every play.
Just making a point. That's what the league... It's fun. Everything's fun. I'm going to get back to the people in a second. Let's stay timely. I want to get to your calls. Just sit tight. We'll carry this into the 248-539-9797.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.